With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. In an unprecedented move, President Trump has withdrawn the nomination of New York Congresswoman Elise Stefanik to be the next ambassador to the United Nations to help maintain the GOP majority in the House. On the Salem News program this week on Capitol Hill with Tony Perkins, House Speaker Mike Johnson of Louisiana praised Stefanik for her devotion to ensuring passage of the Trump legislative agenda.
She would have been an extraordinary ambassador to the UN. She would have done a great job there. But she's deeply devoted to her country, and she's fully committed to seeing the president's agenda succeed in Congress. And after much deliberation and discussion, the president talked with her about withdrawing the nomination so she could stay and help us lead in the House. And I'm telling you, it's a great credit to her. She agreed to do that.
Speaker Johnson's full This Week on Capitol Hill interview will be broadcast starting at 10 a.m. Saturday on the Salem News Channel. Also at SRNnews.com, President Trump is ordering the end of collective bargaining with most federal labor unions. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
Citing a 1978 law, the president said he has the authority to end collective bargaining with federal unions and agencies because of their role in safeguarding national security. The executive order affects most of the federal government. However, police and firefighters will be exempt. The American Federation of Government Employees, which represents more than 800,000 government workers, said it is preparing immediate legal action. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A powerful earthquake has rocked Myanmar and caused extensive damage across a wide swath of one of the world's poorest countries. Officials warn that the initial death toll above 140 is definitely rising in the next days ahead. In neighboring Thailand, at least six died at a construction site in Bangkok. Officials say over 100 are missing. The second largest city, Mandalay, followed aftershocks, one of them measuring 6.4 magnitude. This is SRN News. Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin is dismayed that parents are not notified if their child asks to use a different name and gender pronouns at school. He recently spoke with the Salem Radio Network.
When I first came in, I signed an executive order that reinforced the fact that parents have a fundamental right to make decisions for their children's upbringing, their education, and their care. Parents have the seat at the head of the table. Yes, there are others at the table, quality teachers and other advisors, but parents must have full dominion over what happens in their children's lives. And it is wrong for a school system, wrong for a teacher, wrong for a principal, wrong for a counselor to take any role other than one that is approved by a parent.
Last month, the federal appeals court dismissed a lawsuit by the parents of a Massachusetts middle school student who self-identified as another gender without their knowledge. You'll find more at srnnews.com. Construction of a new Baltimore bridge is underway.
A year after the collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge, officials say the new bridge should be finished sometime in 2028. They unveiled designs last month for what will become Maryland's first cable-stayed bridge. It could cost upwards of $1.7 billion, but Congress has agreed to cover the full price tag for rebuilding. Officials say the designs will include the latest in pier protection technology, which has become increasingly important as cargo ships continue to get bigger and carry more cargo. John Scott reporting.
Israel has launched an attack on the Lebanese capital, Beirut, for the first time since a ceasefire ended the latest Israel-Hezbollah war in November. The attack today was the first on Beirut since a ceasefire took hold on November of last year between Israel and the Hezbollah terrorist group, although Israel has struck targets in southern Lebanon almost daily since then. More on these stories, plus breaking news and headlines at srnnews.com.